Hello, my name is Joe. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. If not, are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
All right, well, how can I help you?
Yes, I had made an appointment online yesterday, but... And then I got the appointment, and then I went to try to put my daughter in, and it's got everything screwed up. It's got, like, the appointment is scheduled for me, and then it's showing that the appointment's scheduled, and then it's updated. And it's got her name, but it's both the same confirmation number, so I don't. You know, I had one on and tried to get my appointment and then got hurt, was trying to get hurt.
And where did you do this at, ma'am?
This was online yesterday.
Okay, well, I don't know. And what county are you calling from?
Montgomery. This was the Department of Public Health for Montgomery County. That's the
yes,
county
ma'am.
Health Department.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, I'm not the county health department, though.
Okay.
But,
well, I'm just going by that number that they said to call.
Yes, ma'am.
On the...
Ma'am, to be honest with you, I really don't know what to tell you because this number here, only thing that we can do here is find testing sites in your area.
Right. Well, you can't get through to anybody. I mean,
yes,
I don't know how to straighten this out or just doing both of us because she got the confirmation and I got a confirmation, so I don't even know.
It's ma'am.
It's a mess.
Yeah. It is. I agree with you.
I mean, I know they're overwhelmed, but this
yeah.
is... All right. Well, I don't know what to do. But anyway, but I appreciate it. Like I said, I'm just calling the number that was on WSFA.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I'm sorry about that, ma'am. So basically what you're trying to do is straight. So what I mean, so you have an appointment date already?
Yeah, by the Montgomery Health Department. Then I'm reading on here, vaccine inventory is limited. This appointment does not guarantee a vaccination. Then why am I making an appointment?
Yeah, because now, you know, you can always call the COVID vaccine appointment line, but the only thing that they're doing is just pre-registering people because you know, I guess they must be out of vaccines at the moment, so they are pre-registering.
Right. See, I fall into that, 65 and older. My daughter is a work-study student on Troy campus, so she basically works, you know, in the library. So we both qualify for this coming up on the 8th.
Okay. Does she go to Troy and Montgomery, or do she go to Troy and Troy?
Troy and Montgomery.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay. Yeah,
but of all things, we volunteered, you know, at the big one at the Montgomery Mall where they were giving out shots.
That was on Saturday, wasn't it?
Yes, we volunteered.
Oh, wow. They should at least get y'all one at least. You would think.
You would have thought. Yes.
Yeah.
That was and I hate to say it, but it was so unorganized. We almost sat down and cried.
Yeah, because they said on the news, I think they had like 1,100 that they gave out that day. And there was a lot. I know I went to Montgomery on Saturday, and there was a lot of people over that way. So, yeah.
Well, they had it all messed up. Cards, lot numbers, everything, no training, no, I mean, it was bad for what volunteers was there.
Yeah.
But anyway, they could have given us a little extra for coming out there.
I mean, you would think that they could
at
least done that
it.
Much. Yeah.
That's, you know, after I got there, I got to thinking, you know, if I had somebody that came out there, which, believe me, they weren't knocking the doors down to volunteer, that would have been my first thing is, hey, you know, and you're giving it to the firemen, the first responders, hey, you're nice enough to come out here and give of your time.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway. All right. Well, I don't know what to do about this. I guess I'm just going to leave it alone and both of us go in since it's got her, it's got me.
Yeah.
All righty. Yeah. Well, I don't know where else to. So I can do what now and register? Is that that?
Yeah, now
Alabama COVIDvaccine.gov?
Well, it's a phone number that you can call. It's the COVID hotline for the vaccine appointment line. Now you can call
them. Okay, that's what I call here. The 800-270-7268.
Well, now that number is 855-566-5333.
Wait,
that's the number for the COVID.
About COVID-19, the information hotline number is 8. Huh?
Yeah, it's
855-566-5333. Wait a minute. Hang on. Because this isn't what's on there. It's 855.
Mm-hmm. 566.
566. 5333. Okay. Well, I'll give that one a shot.
Yes, ma'am. They can do, they will put you on the pre-registered list, and then once the shot, you know, the vaccine becomes available, then they will call you and let you know.
Oh, okay. All righty then. Well, I do appreciate your time.
All right. Anything else I can do for you?
No, just tell me where I can get a shot, and I'll be happy.
I want to get mine and cancel. I feel you. I understand where you're coming from.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because I called my doctor the other day to see, and they said, well, Joe, I'm sorry, it's going to be a long time before you can get it. So I just got to wait like everybody else, I suppose.
I think it, like I just read that email after reading that, it's like, you're setting up an appointment. I'm going there, and I may come all the way there, and then you say we don't have it. And why am I setting up an appointment?
Exactly. That don't even make any sense at all. So.
I know. Okay, yes, then. Well, good luck in you getting one, and
yes,
good luck
ma'am.
With me getting one.
I know, and I hope I've been able to help. Now, if you need more information, you can always visit the Alabama Department of Public Health.org, and then you can also visit the CDC's website, and that is cdc.gov, okay?
Fine. Okay.
All right. If there's nothing else, I want to thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a blessed day. Stay safe and stay healthy, okay?
All righty. You too.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye now.